of the Apostles, the 20th chapter. Acts of the Apostles, the 20th chapter. Verse 24. Acts 20, verses 24.
But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, testify the gospel of the grace of God. How many of you thank God for His word? Amen. Tonight I want to preach to you, and I want to title the message, The Delivering Power of Determination. The Delivering Power of Determination. Praise the Lord. Amen. Paul is saying, none of these things move me, but I've decided to finish my course with joy. I have purposed in my heart, I've determined in my heart that I'm going to finish this race with joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. The delivering power of determination. Amen. That word determination in the Webster dictionary says, being able to reach a decision. A mind that is made up, unwavering in action and attitude. I repeat, the word determination means being able to reach a decision. A mind that is made up, unwavering in action and attitude. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul is saying, I have confidence that none of the things will move me, because I have determined to finish the race with joy. Praise the Lord. How many of you would like to have a divine determination, a holy determination, anointing or a grace or a gifting that will move in your will to make you a very determined person for the glory of God? To determine, to take a decision, to make up your mind that you're going to finish the race to which God has called you. Complete the race, not grumbling, not half-minded, not tired, not miserable, not cynical, not unbelieving, but you determine in your heart to finish the race with joy, to fulfill all that God wants you to do with joy. Sometimes great deliverance takes place when you determine in your heart to seek the Lord. Are you with me? Certain deliverances, certain blessings come about in your life when you determine, when you determine, when you take a decision, when you make up your mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, the potter and the clay, we know the story, don't we? The potter is busy working at the wheel. The first vessel that he's making gets marred, but he doesn't give up. Why? Because he is determined to make something with your life and my life. What he's begun, he is going to complete. Our God, our Father in heaven, is determined to complete what he's begun in you and in me. Ah, somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the nature of God. And God wants us to have that nature. Sometimes people have desire. But how many of you know desires mostly produce frustration when it does not take place? desire to produce within you a desperation that leads to a determination, and that determination will lead you to your destiny. Who doesn't have a desire to serve the Lord? Everyone who walks into this house hears a message. Do they have a desire? Lord, please make me something. Help me to serve you. Help me to have victory in this area of my life. I desire to do this. I desire to do that. But how many of you know desire by itself does not produce anything? If desire is unfulfilled, over the years you get very upset, frustrated. So God is looking for people to have a kind of a desperation. When you have a desire to seek Him, and to determine in your heart, to make up your mind that you're not going to give up. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. Hallelujah. That you will fulfill the destiny to which God has called you. You determine the amazing power of deliverance that takes place when you determine in your heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Napoleon said, determination makes you invisible, invincible. Trying again and again makes you unconquerable. Trying again and again makes you unconquerable. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verses 10 onwards, when you read that scripture, there is a woman by the name of Rizpah. She's a concubine. Had two children. And she raised up another 5 children. All, when her 2 children and the 5 children that she raised up were killed by the Gibeonites. But Rizpah takes a cloth, puts it over the rock, takes the body of your children, places it on top of that sheet, and she is standing there day and night, but God alone knows how many days, keeping away every wild bird that's coming to touch that body, and the jackal and the wild beast that is coming, she's chasing it away. She's determined to protect her sons and her daughters, the children that she had fostered. It's determined, no matter what the challenge is, no matter how hard it is, I'm not going to allow a wild beast to touch this body. Oh, come on. Praise the Lord. Some of you need to have that over your living children. The children that God has given you, if they have a pulse, a heartbeat, you should say, I'm not going to allow the devil to touch them. I'm not going to allow the sin to touch them. I'm not going to allow the world to have an influence of them, over them. They're going to be servants of God. They're going to glorify the name of Jesus. I'm going to watch over. I'm determined to pray and pray and chase everything that is of the demonic away from their lives. I am determined. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. As ministers of the gospel, God looks for people who are determined. Are you with me? There are people who are determined to protect this congregation. There are people who pray, chasing the wild demonic beings that come against your life, who come again and again from God's presence to declare a word over your life. They're determined. Praise the Lord. Some of you need to have that kind of determination. And you know what? What Rizpah did, the Bible says, caught the attention of the king. Say that with me, caught the attention of the king. What Rizpah did caught the attention of the king. The Holy Spirit said, if you are determined to fight and to stay in the fight and to be protective and to guard and to hold on to all that God has asked you to, let me tell you, praise the Lord, it will catch the attention of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. He will favor you. He will release His blessings upon you. He will strengthen you. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, church. I think a hallelujah. You need to clap unto the Lord a better way than that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You fail because you are not determined. If you really are willing to try and try again, you will succeed. It is impossible to defeat somebody who won't quit. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Again, I'm telling you, it is impossible to defeat somebody who won't quit. Don't quit on God. Don't quit on the church. Are you with me? The best thing on the other side of heaven is the body of Jesus Christ, is the church of the living God. Oh, somebody needs to catch a revelation of that and give glory to Jesus for your church. You didn't get healed, but you're gonna determine to press on, not to quit and say, I'm going. Okay, the pastor laid hands upon me one time, nothing happened. I'm gonna go there and get hands laid upon again. I'm gonna fast and pray again. I'm gonna seek the face of God again. I am determined. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Until I receive all that God has promised in His word, I am determined to receive my miracle, my breakthrough. Hallelujah. God is looking for some people like that, and He wants you to have a kind of holy determination in your life. Oh, come on, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Paul is saying, I'm determined to die living for God. Can you imagine that? He could have looked at his life and said, what? I had a divine revelation of Jesus. I experienced the Lord on the way to Damascus. And look what all is happening to my life. And now the Holy Spirit is saying, trials are going to be there in every city. He could have said, oh my God, I'm moved by all these things, I quit. But Paul said, no, none of these things move me. Hallelujah. None of these things move me. Praise the Lord. None of these things move me. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish the course. I'm going to live, hallelujah, and die for Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Look into the scriptures. Let me give you a few people who did have that holy determination. 1 Samuel chapter 30. David, in the place called Ziklag, when he came, suddenly found out that he had lost his iPad, his iPhone, his Bible, his notebooks. He lost his house, he lost his wife, he lost his car. He lost his new jeans. Hey, check out my new jeans. Good? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He suddenly realized he had lost everything. What did David do? David had not written a psalm or sung a psalm or prayed or fasted or sought the Lord for 16 months before that. And suddenly he's finding all that he held dear is lost. He goes into the presence of God and says, Lord, what do you want me to do? God said, son, I want you to pursue. Are you with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine that? He hadn't prayed for 16 months. He was not living for God. Now everything is lost. And the Lord said, pursue, be determined, go after what you lost. You can come to church, sit there and say, the Lord gave, the Lord took it away. He could have said like Job. But David had a different anointing. He was a worshiper once. He had some glimpses of the glory of God and the character of God. He knew, praise the Lord, something different from Job. He said, hallelujah, Lord, what do you want me to do? The Lord said, pursue, go after them, go after them. If you go after them, hallelujah, I will give you everything that you lost. God is saying to some people here, you can simply come and sit here in the church, hallelujah, or you can be determined, I'm going to go back behind the Lord. I'm going to receive and recover all that the enemy has stolen from me, whether it be my health or my wealth or my ministry or my gifting. Whatever, I'm gonna go behind the Lord and recover everything. Oh, if you believe that, put your hands together and bless the name of Jesus tonight. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. He could have come into the church like some of you and sat there very frustrated. Are you with me? I had a desire. I had read Psalm 91. I was hoping that everything would be okay. He could have sat there and said, everything is gone. What do I do? He could have just been a frustrated person. But he didn't. Are you with me? He determined. There was a determination. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that you can make the devil mad if you pursue after all that, hallelujah, God has given you and recovered? Hallelujah. If you simply sit, you will make the devil glad. But if you go after the things that is stolen from you, hallelujah, you will make the devil mad. Hallelujah. We want to make the devil mad and we want to recover all that, hallelujah, the devil has stolen from us. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you with me still? Are you with me still? Hallelujah. Unbuckle your seatbelts. Hallelujah. Be relaxed to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the anointing fall upon you tonight. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Don't sit there very stiff. Hallelujah. Receive the word of God. Let the word of God work within you and give you a holy determination to take back all that the devil has stolen from you. Let tonight be a night where you say, I belong in the sight of God. I am determined to fulfill my destiny. I am, hallelujah, going to stand forth and fulfill the destiny for which God has called me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Example number two, Jacob. Genesis chapter 32. In the ford of Jabbok. I preached it myself, but until I realized when I read it again, Jacob did not wrestle with God. The angel actually, or the Lord, wrestled with Jacob. Are you with me? Jacob has got a certain part of his life which he is not yielded to the Lord. It's kind of stubborn, kind of hard, unyielding. Certain part. Certain portion of his life he is holding on to himself. And God is watching him for so many years. And God says, I got to straighten this guy out. I want to fulfill, hallelujah, my plan through him. So God one night takes a grip over him. And God begins to fight with him. And the thing that was stubborn or holding on through the strongest part of his body, the hip, God made sure he broke it off. And suddenly Jacob is undergoing pain, but he did not quit. Most people, when they go through pain in their life, they quit. Jacob is going through pain and he can no longer wrestle back with God. So what did he do? He was clinging on. God is looking for a group of people who are so determined that if you cannot, hallelujah, wrestle in prayer anymore, that you will cling on to the glory of God and say, I won't let you go, Lord. I can't. I don't have strength. I am broken. I am, hallelujah, I cannot stand straight. My hip is broken, but I'm going to cling on to you. I'm going to cling on to you. Lord, I won't let you go unless you bless me. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Praise the Lord. The Lord is looking for people who will cling on to him. Praise the Lord. He was so determined. He said, Lord, I'm not going to allow the pain to stop me from clinging on to you. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am determined to be blessed of you, Lord. I'm going to hang on to you till I am blessed. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Are they just boys here? Are they men? Are they just girls here? Are there women here in the house of the Lord who are mature enough to hold on to this word and say, hallelujah, yes, I'm going to cling on to the Lord. I'm going to cling on to the Lord. Sometimes great deliverance does not come from great faith. Great deliverance comes from people with small faith, very determined. Are you with me? All faith, but I'm determined. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I forget who said it, but it said, failure shall not overtake me as long as I am determined to win. I will try again and again. When I stepped out for Jesus, I was 20 years old. I hadn't gone to a Bible college. I didn't know Hebrew, Greek, and Latin or nothing. I had all kinds of addictions. But I just clung on to the Lord. Are you with me? I was just clinging on to Him. I could have quit long time back. I could have quit looking at my failures, my struggles, my pain. No, Lord, whatever you call me, let me do it. I'm going to just cling on to you. Tonight the Holy Spirit is asking some of you, will you cling on to Him? No matter, you won't take failure for an answer. You won't say, oh, I'm going to sit here like this. Oh, gosh. No. I'm going to say, I'm going to cling on. I'm going to cling on. My addictions will break off. Great deliverance will come in my life. Hallelujah. When I cling on to the Lord, I'm going to see victory in every area of my life. Lift your hand and say that from your mouth. Hallelujah. I'm going to see the victory of the Lord in my life. Luke 18, 1 to 14. The unjust judge and the woman, the widow who was persistent. Was determined. The Father or our God is not like the unjust judge. He's not reluctant to give you. But He wants to see His nature being formed in you. He's willing to give you everything that He's promised in His word, whether it be health, long life, ministry, deliverance, victory, breakthroughs, progress, whatever. He's not reluctant. But He looks to see, are you one of those persistent ones? Are you the one who is determined in your heart? You will go on and on and on and say, Lord, I come before you again. Father, Father. Why are you one of those guys who sings those songs, you know, I was flying high in May and in April I'm down, I was shot down. Some people are like that, they go by the emotions. May they are flying high and in April they are shot down. And they're like, whew, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This woman was determined. Caleb in the Bible was determined. When he was fortified, God promised him that mountain. For 40 years, he hadn't seen it. And the time came. It was 40 years, Caleb, how did he walk? There are days in which he was walking very fast. Days in which he was walking very slow. Days in which he was struggling. Days in which he was wandering. Days in which endure days in which he could hardly walk, days in which he was maybe crawling, days in which again maybe walking, but 40 years he walked and he said, hallelujah, I am determined, I am determined, I am determined, hallelujah. 40 days while he walked, people's opinion were coming against him, saying, oh, hallelujah, we won't get into that promised land, the giants are big, oh, the challenges are too many. But he did not give in to those opinions. He said, I am determined to get what God has promised me. I am determined to fulfill what God has promised me. There are some of you who need to be determined, no matter what you've been going through, to be, hallelujah, determined to receive what God has promised you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you enjoying the word tonight? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you determined to be silent, or are you determined to praise the Lord? Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus tonight. Give a shout to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Success is going from one failure to another till you win. Are you with me? How many of you have seen the movie Rocky? Don't get to lift your hands. Don't box somebody. Rocky. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Rocky Marciano. The movie was made, you know, actually comparing with his life, the real boxer. In one of the real fights, in the real person, Rocky was so badly hit by his opponent that his eye was damaged, his nose was literally hanging, his lips was broken and clinging down, blood was all over his face. And the referee came and said, we're going to stop the fight. No, my people will patch me up. No. He was taken to the corner. His trainers and people just patched him up for a quick second. He went on to the next round and he gave one hit. He was a short man, actually. He could not, you know, his only get to the ribs most of the time. He could not reach to the face because he was not a tall man. But he gave one hit, the guy fell off. And he won. The television crew asked him, you know, hey, what happened? You were so badly hurt. Why didn't you give up? Why didn't you just stop the fight? And he said these words. He said, I felt I could fight one more round. That is determination. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Now take it in the spiritual. Don't go and fight with somebody. Are you with me? Don't box your neighbor, but take it spiritually. It doesn't matter how many times you've been hurt, the devil has punched you. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with, how many times you've fallen, but you need to get up and say, I think I'm going to get in and fight one more round, and this time God will give me the victory. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to see the victory of the Lord. I'm going to stand up there and fight one more round. That is the attitude. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you need to get up and say, I'm going to make, well, that's one more prayer, one more fasting, praise the Lord, one more worship, one more time I'm going to read the word and exalt the name of Jesus in my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. I close with this. You have to be determined in your speech, where you speak to yourself. Talk to yourself. Psalms 42, verses 5 and verse 11. Psalms 42, verses 5 and verse 11.
Why are you cast down, O my soul?
Yes.
And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And then look at the 11th verse.
Why are you cast down, O my soul?
Why are you cast down, O my soul?
And why are you disquieted within me?
Why are you disquieted within me?
Hope in God.
Hope in God.
For I shall yet praise him.
I shall yet praise him.
The help of my countenance.
Who is the help of my countenance?
And my God.
Praise him. Did you hear that? The first time he's saying, I will look to his countenance. But he says again to his soul, hope in God again, because that God will help me and he will be the help of my countenance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Determined. Determined. But deliverance comes through determination. Are you with me? Determined to finish the course with joy. Amen. May this word empower you, strengthen you. Remember this. Adversity is what makes you to advance. And it is struggle which makes you to be strong. When adversity comes in your life, and when you struggle, be determined. But you will become strong and you will advance. Praise the Lord. How many of you prayed, Lord, make me strong? Amen. How does it happen? Happens with struggle. Adversity comes. That's what caused you to advance. Look at Paul's life. Have that determination in your heart. I will finish the course with gladness. I will fulfill my destiny. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. A man of God, I heard him say that the kingdom of God is going to the dogs. And he was speaking about Matthew 15, that Syrophoenician woman who received a long distance miracle because of her determination. He said, Lord, open the dog seat, the crumb that falls from the master's table, even the dogs eat. The kingdom of God is going to the dogs. If you're willing to be a dog and eat even the crumbs, you will get your miracle. You will get your long distance miracle. Praise the Lord. Somebody who's reaching and hearing by radio or by the net, God is selling to you, you will receive your miracle even tonight. Hallelujah. Eat the crumb of God's word tonight. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say it from your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for holy determination. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. By your grace and with your help, I am determined to finish the race with joy and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand up in the presence of the Lord tonight.